Ksuvas Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Shtei Noshim Shenishba. Two women that were taken captive. The Rav says they were dealing with where Edim told us that they were taken captive. So we have actual Edus here that they were taken captive. Zois Emeris Nishbesi Tahara Ani. One of them says that she was taken captive and she's Tahar. Vezois Emeris Nishbesi Utahara Ani. And the other one says that she was taken captive and Tahar. Ein Nemanus. They are both not believed. Now that's Pashut. We had this in the previous Mishnayos, that when there are two Edim that say that they were taken captive, she's not believed about herself, because there's no longer Peshasu Peshahitr. So Taisyantav brings Taisus here, that says that the Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush, that even if she doesn't even know about the Edim, that's why we have the Girsa of Nishbesi. She's saying for the first time to Beis Din that she was taken captive. She's telling the story. She's not adding on to a story that somebody else gave. Rather, she's starting a new story. She didn't know Edim came yet. But we're obviously dealing with a case where Beis Din didn't paskin yet. So in a case where Beis Din didn't paskin, she doesn't know that there are Edim. She comes to Beis Din and says that she was taken captive, but she's Tahar. And then before Beis Din gives the psak, Edim then come and say, like the beginning of the Mishnah, Shtei Noshim Shenishbu, that she was taken captive. Therefore, both women are not believed. Uvizman Shein Mi'idus Zoazu, Harei Elu Nemanus. But when each one is testifying on the other one, so they're not giving testimony on themselves. Rather, they're giving testimony on each other. Then they are believed, like the Rav brings, because when it comes to a shvuya, they were makel to be machsher in eid echad, even if the eid echad is pasul, like a woman. Even if there's, like the Gemara explains, a chshash, that maybe they're making a deal with each other. We're not concerned about it. But even an eid echad, that's not kosher, can you give edus on this? So an isha, an eved, and then the Rav says a katan, mesiach lefi tumo, which is basically that he doesn't realize he's giving edus. You're just talking to him about the situation. He just tells you what happened, that she didn't have any bia. Taisenter brings it to machlokes whether a goy, mesiach lefi tumo, would work. The Rav doesn't bring a goy here, mesiach lefi tumo, but there are those that say that is also okay. In all these cases, they would be believed, even if two edim come and say that she was taken captive. One ed is believed to say that she didn't have bia to be matar to marry a kohen. As long as it's not her talking about herself. That we know from the previous Mishnayos that doesn't work. Unless based on already paskin that she can go marry.